ஓம் நம சிவாய. டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா, பார்ட் 1, பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன். தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
ஓம் கணானாம் த்வா கணபதிகும் ஹவாமகே கவிம் கவீனாம் உபமஸ்ரவஸ்தமம் ஜேஷ்டராஜம் பிரம்மணாம் பிரம்மணஸ்பத ஆன ஷ்ருண்வண்ணூதி பிக்ஸீத சாதனம் பிரணோ தேவி சரஸ்வதி வாஜே பிர்வாஜினீபதி தீனாமவித்ரகவதோ கணேஷாய நமஹ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரஹ. ஓம் ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மகாகணாதிபதயே நமஹ. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சதாசிவம் சிவாம் ஸ்கந்தம் கேசவம் பத்மசம்பவம் நந்தீஸ்வரம் கும்பயோனிம் பரத்வாஜாத்ரி கௌதமான். நமோஸ்து குரவே நித்யம் ஸ்ரீகண்டசிவயோகினே ஸ்ருதிசார சிவ விசிஷ்டாத்வைத பரபாஷ்ய விதாயினே ஜகத்குரு ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யா ரேணுகாராத்யா மங்கலம் தேஹி பிரபோ. த்ரைலோக்ய சம்பதாலேக்ய சமுல்லேகன வித்தயே சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய சிவாய பிரம்மணே நமஹ. யாமாகுக் சர்வலோகானாம் ப்ரக்ருதிம் சாஸ்திர பாரகாஹ தாம் தர்மசாரிணீம் சம்போஹ் பிரணமாமி பராம் சிவாம். அமிர்தார்த்தம் ப்ரபன்னார்த்தாம் யாசு வித்யா ப்ரதாயினி அஹர்நிஷமஹம் வந்தே தாம் ஈஷான மனோரமாம் ததீச்சிம் உபமன்யுஞ்ச மார்க்கண்டேயம் பராசரம் ஸ்வேதாச்சாரியம் தச்சிஷ்யம் நீலகண்ட சிவாஹ்வயம் சாம்ப சிவாய நமஹ. தேவதேவ மகாதேவ தேவானாம் அபயப்பிரத பிரம்ம நாராயணேந்திராதி சர்வதேவ பதப்பிரத. ஸோ தேங்க்யூ ஆல் ஃபார் ஜாயினிங். ஸோ 10 days பேக், ஐ திங்க் 9 days பேக், லாஸ்ட் சாட்டர்டே, ஸோ வி ஸ்டார்டட் ஆஃப் வித் த சிவ மகாபுராண கதா. யூனோ தெர் வாஸ் அன் எக்ஸ்பிளனேஷன் ஹவு யூனோ த சைவ புராணாஸ் ஆர் கன்சிடர்ட் டு பி சுத்த சாத்வீகம். அண்ட் ஐ ஸ்டார்டட் ஆஃப் வித் த ருத்ர சம்ஹிதா 12 verses. ஸோ வி சா தட் லாஸ்ட் டியூஸ்டே வி ஹேட் த பகவத்கீதா ஜெயந்தி, பட் அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி ஐ வாஸ் நாட் ஏபிள் டு கிவ் கிளாஸஸ். ஐ தாட் ஆஃப் டச்சிங் அப்பான் யூனோ பிஃபோர் கண்டினியூவிங் வித் த சிவ மகாபுராண கதா சிவலீலாஸ் ஐ தாட் ஆஃப் டச்சிங் அப்பான் தட் யூனோ கீதா ஜெயந்தி யூனோ வி ஹவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஹவு பகவத்கீதா இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி த வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் லார்ட் சிவா அண்ட் ஹவு இட் இஸ் கனெக்டட் ஒன்லி வித் மகாதேவா. ஸோ ஐ வாண்ட் டு டேக் அ டீடைல்டு கிளாஸ் ஆன் தட் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ கனெக்டிங் தட் வித் ஆருத்ர தர்ஷனம் விச் இஸ் டுடே. ஐ ஹோப் யூனோ யூ செலிப்ரேட்டட் தட் வெல். த டான்ஸ், த டிவைன் காஸ்மிக் டான்ஸ் ஆஃப் சிதம்பர நட்ராஜா, த டான்ஸ் ஆஃப் சிதம்பர நட்ராஜா இஸ் த கிவர் ஆஃப் த அல்டிமேட் லிபரேஷன், முக்தி தாண்டவம் which Vyasa Maharshi, Vyagrapada Maharshi, Patanjali, who is the incarnation of Adisesha, Brahma, Narayana, Indra, Parashara Maharshi, everybody celebrate. Parashara Maharshi attained Mukti in Agnishwara temple by looking at the divine cosmic dance of Lord Shiva. The same with other Maharshis, and even Brahma and Narayana participate in that cosmic dance, divine dance of Mahadeva. Brahma, you know, sings the, you know, he uses the Nadaswaram and then he sings the Nadaswaram and then Vishnu or Narayana beats the drums when Lord Shiva dances. So that's the cosmic dance of Lord Shiva, and today is Arudra Darshanam. Today is also happened to be Somavaram. So, you know, talking about the Bhagavad Gita, which is a very interesting, you know, section that comes in the Bhishma Parva of Mahabharata, which is 700 verses. Now, it has been, for a while, people have just taken this 700 verses out of Mahabharatam and they have made a conclusion that the Tatparyam of Bhagavad Gita is Krishna. But, you know, if you are, you know, if you have a book with 50 chapters and if you go and read just the 27th to the 35th chapter, can you make a final conclusion of that entire book which contains 50 chapters? Not at all. So you have to read from the beginning till the end and then only you will understand what is the tatparyam or what is the essence of that book. Likewise, our Mahabharata, the Mahabharata contains more than 1 lakh verses, 125,000 verses if I am not wrong. Now if you take just the 700 verses out of Bhishma Parva and try to make sense out of it, you know, it's not going to make sense, definitely. So one has to correlate everything. And that's what we are going to see, you know, how this entire Bhagavad Gita connects only with Lord Shiva. Krishna is just an instrument who comes and then conveys the, gives the message of Lord Shiva to Arjuna. So அஸ்வமேத பர்வா இஸ் த 14th பர்வா வித்தின் த மகாபாரதம். ஸோ மகாபாரதம் அஸ்வமேத பர்வா 16th சாப்டர். ஸோ தேர் அர்ஜுனா ஆஃப்டர் வின்னிங் த வார் அண்ட் தென் ஹீ இஸ் மோர் எக்ஸ்டெட்டிக் அண்ட் தென் ஹீ ரிக்வெஸ்ட் கிருஷ்ணா, யூனோ அர்ஜுனா ஆஸ்க்ஸ் கிருஷ்ணா, தத் சர்வம் புருஷ வியாக்ர நஷ்டம் மே ப்ரஷ்டச்சேதசா மம கௌதூஹலம் த்வஸ்தி தேஷ்வர்த்தேஷு புனஃ புனஹ. ஓ கேஷவா, வாட் எவர் யூ டோல் டியூரிங் when you were present in the battlefield, you told me with all affection, and whatever you told, that has everything has been forgotten by me, O Keshava. No, the one of the qualities of the mind is forgetfulness. So I have forgotten everything whatever you have mentioned. So I'm curious to know about those truths that you mentioned, and it was not actually mentioned by Krishna. We are going to see, you know, how, who is the personality behind Bhagavad Gita. So can you repeat that, you know? I have been very curious to know about those truths, but unfortunately I have forgotten that due to the forgetfulness of mine, you know. So please, could you repeat that? And Vasudeva Uvacha, Vasudeva Uvacha, that is Krishna says, Shravitastvam maya guhyam nyapitascha sanatanam dharmam swarupinam partha sarva lokamscha shashvatan. Whatever I had mentioned, whatever those truths during, that was mentioned in the battlefield, are mysteries. பரமம் குஹ்யம், குஹ்யம் மீன்ஸ் சீக்ரெட், த டாப்மோஸ்ட் சீக்ரெட். வேதாந்தே பரமம் குஹ்யம், ஸ்வேதாஸ்வதர உபனிஷத் 6th சாப்டர் 22nd வர்ஸ். திஸ் ஸ்வேதாஸ்வதர உபனிஷத் இஸ் த எசன்ஸ் கிவன் பை ஸ்வேதாஸ்வதர மகர்ஷி, இஸ் த பரமம் குஹ்யம், த ஹையஸ்ட் சீக்ரெட் இன் த வேதாந்தா, விச் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் லார்ட் சிவா. ஸோ ஹியர் ஹீ ஆல்சோ கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் தட் நாலேஜ் தட் ஐ கேவ் இன் த பேட்டில் ஃபீல்ட் இஸ் The Guhyam is the secret of all secrets, is the mystery. And I imparted those truths to you that are eternal, sanatanam. Abuddhaya nagrahirya stvam tanme sumahada priyam nachasadya punar bhuyak smritirme sambhavishyati. And then he scolds Arjuna for not having, you know, remembering those ultimate truth. That truth that were that was shared in the battlefield, you know, you have not remembered that. You don't remember that. And for that he is scolding Arjuna. He is chastising Arjuna. And then the recollection of all, whatever, smritirme, smriti means to remember. Whatever I had mentioned during that time, you know, that will not come to me now. I cannot recollect those things at this time. Smritirme, I cannot recollect those things, oh my dear Arjuna. And then he goes on to say, Nuna mashra drida nosi durmeda hyasi pandava natashakyam punarvaktum asheshena dananjaya. And then he goes on scolding Arjuna for not remembering that, those truths that was imparted in the battlefield. And then he says, natashakyam. Shakyam means shakti, power. So he says, natashakyam. I don't have the power to repeat whatever I had mentioned, whatever that was mentioned in the battlefield, O Arjuna. Nacha Shakyam. 234th verse of Padma Purana, Patala Kanda, 105th chapter. Vishnu says, Nashakyam basmanojane prabhavamba kutastava namastestu namastestu tvameva sharanam gata. Nashakyam basmano. Oh Mahadeva, Samba Shiva, I cannot even understand the glories of the sacred ash. So when I cannot even understand the glory of Vibhuti Basma, how can I ever understand your glories, O Mahadeva? So in order to understand you, namastestu namastestu, all glories to you, tvameva sharanam gataha, to understand you, I am surrendering to you. So nashakyam, that I remember, because there also he says, I don't have the power to understand the glory of the sacred ash. I remembered that. So here also he says, nachashakyam punarvaktam asheshena dananjaya, O dananjaya. I don't have the power to repeat whatever that was mentioned during that time, during the battlefield. Sahidharmak superyapto brahmanak padavedane nashakyam tanmaya bhuyas tatavaktum asheshatah. Again and again he says, nashakyam. You know, I cannot discourse whatever I had mentioned, you know, during that time. That whatever that was preached in the battlefield, that itself is more sufficient to understand that Parabrahmam, the Supreme Reality. Here he differentiates himself from the Supreme Reality. Krishna himself differentiates himself from the supreme reality. That is another reality, supreme reality. You know, I am not the reality. That is, supreme reality is different from me. He says that. And then I cannot. Nashakyam tanmaya bhuyas tatavaktum asheshataha. Nashakyam, nashakyam. Again and again he says, I don't have the power. Two times, three times he says that. And then he says, param hi brahma kathitam yoga yuktena tanmaya. Oh dear Arjuna, I was completely focused, concentrated myself in yoga and focused on that supreme Brahman, the Parabrahman. And then that was discoursed by me. It just came from my mouth. But the Tatparyam of Bhagavad Gita is that Parabrahmam Maheshwara. That personality who is described as Paratparam in the Vedas. Yasmat Param Naparam Asti Kinchit. That personality who is described as having none equal to him or having none greater than him. Ekordro Nadvitiyaya. Radhakam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Krishna Pingalam Murdvaretam Virupaksham Vishwarupam Namamyaham. Concentrating on that personality, divine Panchavatra Parameshwara, along with Parashakti, I discoursed this one. So he himself, Krishna himself, conveys that message that he has been an instrument in conveying this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So he says that Bhagavad Gita is connected with Lord Shiva. And then here, you know, he says param hi brahma katitam. No, this question might come. Okay, hey. Here it says, param hi brahma katitam. Krishna says that he focuses on another personality, Parabrahma, the supreme reality. But it doesn't directly say it is Lord Shiva. Now, how can you say that? Now, that question might arise. Objection might arise, right? Objection. So, there are many things that we'll be coming across, we'll be seeing. So, this is one part within the Mahabharata. Now, moving on, Drona Parvam, 202nd chapter, the last chapter of Drona Parvam, which is the quite interesting chapter. Sanjaya uvacha tasminnati rathe drone nihate parshate navai kauraveshu cha bagneshu kunti putro dananjaya drishtva sumahadascharyam atmano vijayavaham yaccha yadrichaya gatam vyasam paprachya bharatarshava. Now, after, you know, killing Drona, 15 days of war was completed, and then Arjuna, you know, goes and asks Dhananjaya, that is Kunti Putra, Arjuna, Dhananjaya, goes and asks Vyasa about a, you know, serious question that was disturbing him, really disturbing him. Arjuna uvacha, samgrame nyahanam shatrun, sharaudaur vimalairaham, agrato lakshaye yantam purusham pavaka prabham, jvalantam shula mudyamya yam disham pratipadyate. He says, Arjuna, oh Vyasa Maharshi, when I was slaying my foes in the battle, there was another person who was advancing in front of my chariot. And he was blazing with effulgence completely. He had pavaka pramam, purusham, purushovai rudraha. The Veda Purusha is Paramashiva. So purusham, that Veda Purusha, you know, pavaka pramam. He had the effulgence of fire. He was blazing with effulgence, complete effulgence. Neelato yada madhyastad vidyulekeva basvara. Just like the lightning that you see in the clouds, he was blazing. And then when Mahadeva appeared as an Agni Stambha, he was blazing with effulgence. Brahma and Vishnu were not able to take that effulgence that was coming out of that Agni Stambha. And the Jvalantam, Shulamudyamya Yam Disham Pratipadyate. And he had a lance, he had a weapon. And then all the warriors, you know, he was hitting all the warriors. Tena bagnani sainyani prishtato nuvra jamyaham bhagavams tan mamachakshva bhagavans tan mamachakshva kovaisa purushottamaha shula panir maya drishtas tejasa surya sannibaha. He says, actually those, you know, my enemies were actually broken or were killed by him only. In reality, it was killed by him, but people around me think that, okay, I am the one who killed all of them and all the praise, I am getting all the praise. But actually, I only know that it was killed by another personality. You know, it was killed by him. He was helping me and Krishna in the war. I only destroyed the people whom he had already destroyed. Now, it was like Mahadeva actually had already killed all the warriors. And then Arjuna just invoked his arrow, and then Arjuna's arrows were hitting the dead bodies. And then who is the foremost of persons? Purushottamaha. Yovai devam mahadevam paramam purushottamam. శివసంకల్ప ఉపని శివసంకల్ప సూక్తం శ్రీ ఋగ్వేదం కిల భాగం. పురుషోత్తమ ఇస్ లాట్ శివ, పురుష ఉత్తమ ఉత్తమ పురుష చాందోగ్యం ఆల్సో సేస్. సో రిసెంబ్లింగ్ ద సన్, యూనో ఆదిత్యవర్ణం, ఈ వాస్ రిసెంబ్లింగ్ లైక్ సన్. అర్జున ఇస్ సెయింగ్ ఆదిత్యవర్ణం తమేవం విద్వాన్ ఆదిత్యవర్ణం తమసక్ పరస్తాత్ పురుష సూక్తం సేస్ తమేవం విద్వాన్ అమృత ఇహ భవతి నాణ్య పంత అయనాయ విద్యతే. ఆదిత్యవర్ణం, హీ హ్యాడ్ ద ఎఫల్జెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సన్ అండ్ హీ వాస్ సీన్ బై మీ. అండ్ న పద్భ్యాం స్పృశతే భూమిం నచ శూలం విముంచతి శూలాచూల సహస్రాణి నిష్పేతు తస్య తేజస. దిస్ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్. ఇస్ ఇస్ హిస్ ఫీట్ డిడ్ నాట్ టచ్ ది ఎర్త్. హిస్ ఫీట్ యాక్చువల్లీ వాస్ నాట్ టచింగ్ ది ఎర్త్ అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ వాస్ నాట్ లైక్ హీ వాస్ ఫైటింగ్ ఎవ్రీబడి. నో, హీ వాస్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు వన్ పర్సన్ అండ్ దెన్ హిట్టింగ్ హిస్ స్పియర్ ఆన్ దట్ పర్సన్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ డి నాట్ గో టు అనదర్ పర్సన్. హీ వాస్ జస్ట్ స్టాండింగ్ ఎట్ వన్ ప్లేస్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ హ్యాడ్ వన్ వెపన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ థౌజండ్స్ అండ్ థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ వెపన్స్ ఆరిజినేటెడ్ అండ్ కిల్డ్ ఆల్ ద ఎనిమీస్. సో ఐ హ్యాడ్ నాట్ మెన్షన్ దిస్ డ్యూరింగ్ ద ద్రోణ పర్వ ఎపిసోడ్ బట్ దిస్ ఇస్ క్వైట్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ టు నోట్. హీ వాస్ జస్ట్ స్టాండింగ్ ద His feet was not touching the earth and then he had only one weapon in the hand and thousands of weapons originated from that weapon and he started killing all my enemies. And then he says, who is that person? Please enlighten me, oh Vyasa Maharshi. This is where the Gita connection comes. Very interesting. Vyasa Uvacha ప్రజాపతీనాం ప్రథమం తైజసం పురుషం ప్రభం భువనం భూర్భువం దేవం సర్వలోకేశ్వరం ప్రభం ఈశానం వరదం పార్థ దృష్టవానసి శంకరం తం గచ్చ శరణం దేవం వరదం భువనేశ్వరం. నో, హీ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ కాజ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్. అగ్ర్యాయ చ ప్రథమాయ చ నమ ఆశవే చ చిరాయ చ. హీస్ పూర్వం టు ఎవ్రీబడి, హీస్ పూర్వం టు ద యూనివర్స్, హీస్ పూర్వం టు ఈవెన్ బ్రహ్మా నారాయణ, హీస్ బిఫోర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. తైజసం యో దేవ యో వై రుద్రక్స భగవాన్ యచ్చ తేజస్ తస్మై వై నమో నమః. హీస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ తేజస్, ఇన్ఫైనైట్ ఎఫల్జెన్స్ ఇస్ కమింగ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ శివ. హిరణ్మయేన పాత్రేణ సత్యస్యాభిగితం ముఖం ఈశావాస్య ఉపనిషత్. పురుషం ప్రభం పురుషో వై రుద్ర ప్రభు, హీస్ ద అల్టిమేట్ లార్డ్. భువనం భూర్భువం దేవం సర్వలోకేశ్వరం ప్రభం, హీస్ ద అల్టిమేట్ లార్డ్ అండ్ హీస్ ద సర్వలోకేశ్వర. He is the lord of even Brahmalokam, Indralokam, Vaikuntam, Golokam, Devilokam, Skandalokam. He is the ultimate lord. There is no one to rule over him. And that's why he is called as Anishwara. He is the ultimate. There is no lord to rule over Maheshwara. He can be ruled over only by Bhakti. Ishanam Varadam Partha Drishtavanasi Shankaram. He is the ultimate lord. Ishanam Varadam Partha. He is the giver of boons. Oh Partha, he is the giver of boons. Drishtavanasi Shankaram. You have seen none other than Shankara. Note the point here, guys. Drishtavanasi. Drishtam means like you have seen Shankara. That's what he says. Because there is another place this word comes. I'll connecting, Drishtavanasi. Remember this word. Tam gaccha sharanam devam varadam bhuvaneshwaram. So go and surrender. Gaccha, go. Sharanam, go and surrender. To whom? Devam. Varadam bhuvaneshwaram. That deva. That Supreme Lord, Yasya Deve Parabhaktihi Yata Deve Tata Gurav, as told in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, is the ultimate Lord, Paratparam, Paratam Bhuvaneshwaram. Bhuvana means the earth and then Ishvara means the Lord. So go and surrender yourself to that Lord of the entire universe, Mahadeva, Samba Shiva. And then he goes on to beautifully, glorify, which is available in my playlist. One can check it out, Drona Parva episode. మహాదేవం మహాత్మానం ఈశానం జటిలం విభుం త్ర్యక్షం మహాభుజం రుద్రం శికినం కీరవాససం మహాదేవం హరం స్థానుం వరదం భువనేశ్వరం జగత్ ప్రధానం అజితం జగత్ప్రీతిం అధీశ్వరం జగత్యోనిం జగద్బీజం జయినం జగతోగతిం విశ్వాత్మానం విశ్వసృజం విశ్వమూర్తిం యశస్వినం. లైక్ 150 వర్సెస్ ఆర్ దేర్. ఐ హ్యావ్ ఆల్రెడీ గివెన్ అ కథ ఆన్ దట్. సో దీస్ ఆర్ హీ గోస్ ఆన్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్ ద అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ శివ, హౌ లార్డ్ శివ లుక్స్. Jatilam, he has a jatadara, beautiful jata. Vibhum, he is infinite. Triksham, he has three eyes. Mahabhujam, the first anuvakam of Rudram, it beautifully describes the hands of Lord Shiva. The arrow and the bow in his hand, it describes that. It describes the hands of Lord Shiva. And Shikinam Chiravasasam, he is wearing the skin of the tiger or Narasimha also. మహాదేవం హరం స్థానుం వరదం భువనేశ్వరం. హీఈస్ ద జగత్ ప్రధానం, హీఈస్ ద ultimate lord. He is the lord of the universe. And then Jagat Yonim, he is the cause of the universe. Karanam karananam dhyata karanam tu dhyayaha. Mahadeva is the ultimate lord whom, you know, he is the ultimate cause of all causes who should be meditated upon. Sarvaishwarya sampannaha, he is the ultimate giver of all Aishwaryam. Aishwarya comes from the root word. Aishwarya means prosperity. Aishwarya comes from the root word Ishwara. Ishwara is Lord Shiva. Shambhurakasha madhye Shiva eko dhyayaha atarvashika. That's what Vyasa also says here. Vishvatmanam Vishvasrijam Vishvamurtim Yashasvinam. He is the lord of the universe, and also he is the ultimate creator, and he is the beyond the universe. Yo devanam prabhavaschodbhavascha vishvadipo rudro maharshihi yashasvinam. He is the giver of prosperity. Shriye ruchanaha, the Vedas say. And then, you know, there are many other places where Vyasa again and again repeats, sharanam gaccha kaunteya. Sharanam gaccha kaunteya varadam bhuvaneshwaram prapadye sharanam devam sharanyam cheeravasasam ata sarve sura rudram jagmukh sharana sharana marditaha vedak sangopanishadaha. He says again and again, he says repeatedly to remind Arjuna. No, that's just now Arjuna was discussing in the beginning that, you know, how the mind is bound by forgetfulness. So like 4 to 5 times Vyasa Maharshi repeats that, go and surrender to Mahadeva, go and surrender to Mahadeva, go and surrender to Mahadeva in the same chapter. Another point to be highlighted. And then, you know, Mahadeva has infinite qualities, divine qualities and characteristics which even Brahma and Narayana cannot understand. Now some people ridicule Mahadeva. Okay, fine, you know, he doesn't, you know, he's limited by qualities. But here Vyasa Maharshi says, Vedat Sangopanishadaha Purana Dhyatma Nishchayaha Yadatra Paramam Guhyam Savaidevo Maheshwara. Whatever is highly mysterious in the several branches of the Vedas and Upanishads and Puranas, he says, Vedas, Upanishads and Puranas, Vedat Sangopanishadaha Purana Dhyatma Nishchayaha. All the three, Puranas, Upapuranas, Vedas, Upanishads, Smritis, Itihasas, everything, whatever is highly mysterious, Paramam Guhyam, the highest secret, is that is dealing with only with Maheshwara. Savai Devo Maheshwaraha, it deals with Mahadeva. Idrishascha Mahadevo Bhuyamscha Bhagavan Ajaha Nahi Sarve Maya Shakya Vaktum Bhagavato Gunaha Apivarsha Sagasrena Satatam Pandunandana. Point to be noted, Shakya. Shakyam means that power. There he says, you know, Vishnu says and Krishna says, Na Shakyam, Nacha Shakyam, I don't have the power to repeat. Here also Vyasa says, even if I have to, you know, continuously recite the glories of Lord Shiva in 1,000 years, I cannot completely, you know, understand the glories, attributes of that Supreme Lord. The attributes of that Supreme Lord are not capable, cannot be, you know, even told by me. So he is without birth. That's what Bhagavan Ajaha. Ajayamano Bhaguda Vijayate, the Upanishads, the Purusha Suktam says. And then, you know, even I cannot, Nashakyam, I don't have the power to glorify his attributes completely. Even if I have to recite them for 1,000 years, even Vyasa, who has to recite the glories of Lord Shiva for 1,000 years, even then he cannot, you know, understand his glories. So we can just imagine. And, you know, Sarvair grahair grihitanvai sarva papa samanvitam samochayati supreeta sharanya sharanagatan. Whatever sins one has done, and if one surrenders to Mahadeva, all his sins would perish. You know, he is the remover of sins. Yate rudra shiva tanu ragho rapa pakashini apapa kashini apapa. He is not bound by sins. The one who is not bound by sins only can release you from all the sins. Namah Shivaya. And then I asked you guys to remember one word, Drishtavanasi Shankaram, because Vyasa says you have seen none other than Arjuna. And the reason, you know, I quoted this Drona Parva episode is that we see in the Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter 33rd verse, Kalosmi, the word comes, where Lord Shiva is actually the shower of Vishwarupa, not Krishna. Kalosmi, there is a word, you know, I am the Kala, I have come here to destroy everybody, Drona, Karna, Bhishma, all the warriors in the Kaurava side, and all the soldiers from the Pandava side and Kaurava side. That's why if you see last, you know, the last point, you know, of the war, no one will remain. Even the Pandava warriors and will be destroyed. Only like five, the Pandavas, the Pancha Pandavas, and then Ashwatthama, Kritavarma, and then Krishna's cousin. There is one more, like one more person who belonged to the, you know, who was Krishna's cousin. He was alive and Krishna. That's all. So because everybody were destroyed, and that's what is told in the 11:33 of Bhagavad Gita, that everybody, and I've come here to destroy everybody. So take your bow and fight. I've already destroyed them. You are just an instrument. Lord Shiva says that. And that's what here the connection is made. It is Mahadeva who has favored Krishna and Arjuna in the war. He comes as Kala, Kala Kala, and he has fought in favor of Dharma. He himself has come. So that is that connection, 11:33 Bhagavad Gita. He comes as that Mahakala and helps Krishna and Arjuna in winning the war. Because without his favor, no one can do anything. So that's the connection. So everywhere this, even in Mahabharatam, you see various connections of Bhagavad Gita highlighting that it is actually the words of Lord Shiva, and it is, the Tatparyam is Mahadeva. Now moving on, I asked you guys to remember a word, Drishtavanasi, because Vyasa says Drishtavanasi means Shankaram, you have seen none other than Shankara. He says that. So Kurma Puranam, first canto, 30th chapter, 60th and the 61st verse says, Drishtavanasi. The same word comes, Drishtavanasi. Here also, in the 30th chapter of Kurma Purana, first canto, you know, Vyasa enlightens Arjuna that how Kali Yuga is going to be completely, it will be filled by hatred for Lord Shiva. Shiva Dvesham only will be spread all over the Kali Yuga. He will be saying. And then suddenly he highlights that point, interesting point, that, you know, to Arjuna. Drishtavanasi, Drishtavanasi tam devam vishvaksham vishvatomukam pratyakshameva sarvesham rudram sarva jagadgurum jnanam tad aishwaram divyam yatavat viditam tvaya svayameva hrishikeshak prityo vacha sanatanaha. 60th and the 61st verse of the 30th chapter, first canto, Kurma Mahapurana. Drishtavanasi tam devam. Oh Arjuna, you remember, you saw that ultimate Lord Mahadeva. You saw that Vishwarupa, Vishwarupi, you saw that universal form of that Mahadeva, whose hands are everywhere, whose eyes are everywhere, Vishvaksham, Vishvatomukam, whose legs are everywhere. You saw that Mahadeva himself, who is the Jagat Pita, Jagataha Pitaro Vande Parvati Parameshwaro, you saw that universal form of Mahadeva. Jnanam tad aishwaram divyam yatavat viditam tvaya swayameva hrishikeshak prityo vacha sanatanaha. Hrishikesha, Vishnu or Narayana came as guru for you. Remember that he came as guru and showed. You saw by his grace, you saw that Vishwarupa, the universal form of that Samba Shiva Chandrasekara, which correlates the 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita. It's Lord Shiva who shows the Vishwarupa and which is told here. And Vyasa highlights that again, he comes in Kurma Puranam and then he says that Kurma Purana talks about this conversation between Vyasa and Arjuna, and he says that universal vision is that of Mahadeva. Hrishikesha came as guru for you and then he showed you the divine form of Lord Shiva. Gaccha gaccha swakam sthanam na shokam kartum arhasi vrajasva paraya bhaktya sharanyam sharanam shivam. 62nd verse, he says, gaccha gaccha, again as he said, Tam gaccha sharanam devam varadam bhuvaneshwaram. He says that in the Drona Parva episode. Here also, gaccha gaccha, go. No, please go. Right away, swakam sthanam, na shokam kartum argasi. No, with no shoka. Don't, so don't be sad. Na shokam kartum argasi. Just, you know, he is the Mahadeva, is the remover of all sorrows. So don't be sad. And gaccha gaccha swakam sthanam, please go. Rajasva paraya bhaktya sharanam sharanyam sharanam shivam. Engage in para bhakti. Engage in unflinching devotion to Maheshwara and surrender to him. That's what is told. Yasya deve para bhakti. Then here also this paraya bhakti. Here it says paraya bhakti means unflinching, highest. Engage in unflinching or highest devotion to Maheshwara, Samba Shiva. Shvetashvatara Upanishad also says that. So that's about, you know. And then Bhagavad Gita was already given as Ishvara Gita. Ishvara Gita comes in the second section of the Kurma Purana. And that was actually given as Bhagavad Gita. Shiva Gita was spoken in Treta Yugam. know, Ishwara Gita was spoken even before, much before, in Satya Yugam proper, probably, by Lord Shiva. And Shiva Gita comes in the as a part of Padma Purana, where Lord Shiva enlightens Rama and then blesses Rama. And then in Ishwara Gita, Lord Shiva gives the knowledge to the sages and also Narayana. So here, and the, at the end of Ishwara Gita, you know, how come, you know, this question might come, how come you're saying that Ishwara Gita is actually was passed down as Bhagavad Gita? Because Ishwara Gita itself says that 11th chapter Ishwara Gita, that is second canto of the Kurma Purana, 11th chapter 131st and the 132nd verse, Narayanopi Bhagavan. By the way, you know, that chapter talks about, at a later point in time, it talks about how the knowledge was passed on, because it was given by Lord Shiva, and then who gave it to whom? It was given by Bharadvaja to another Maharshi, it was given to Vamadeva Maharshi, it was given to Vyasa Maharshi, and those kind of things. Vyasa Vamadeva Maharshi, from Vamadeva Maharshi, Vyasa Maharshi obtained it. So those things are present. And there is a place, it says, Narayanopi Bhagavan Devaki Tanayo Harihi Arjunaya Swayam Saksha Dattavanidamuttamam. This same knowledge was given by Devaki Nandana, that is Krishna, to Arjuna. Swayam Saksha Dattavanidamuttamam. This same knowledge as Ishwara Gita was given, was passed on as Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. So Bhagavad Gita's Tatparyam is Lord Shiva. And that's what, now I hope we can connect on Krishna, when he says, Param hi Brahma Katitam Yoga Yuktena Tanmaya. I was in yogic union with that Parabrahmam, that supreme reality. Now I cannot recollect whatever I have said, oh dear Arjuna. So that Parabrahmam is Maheshwara. I hope that makes sense. Because when that objection raised, you know, people might raise that objection. Who is that Parabrahmam? Now how are you saying that is Maheshwara? So now we saw the Drona Parva episode. We saw the Kurma Purana, you know. People, you know, where Vyasa says that it is universal, the universal form is that of Lord Shiva. And then the Ishwara Gita is passed on as Bhagavad Gita. This is actually the Tatparyam, the essence is Mahadeva. So, and then we see that. So nowadays people try to denigrate Lord Shiva. Using Bhagavad Gita and not have, you know, having a proper understanding of how it is conveying the message about Lord Shiva only. Shivat, you know, they engage in dvesham for Lord Shiva, you know, for engaging in, you know, instead of engaging in Vishnu Bhakti, they are engaging in dvesham for Lord Shiva, which will not be even liked by Vishnu. Vishnu himself is a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And, you know, highlighting this, Krishna himself says in, to Satyasandha, his dear devotee, in Suta Samhita, Yajna Vaibhava Kandam, Purva Bhagam, 25th chapter, 52nd verse, he says, Mahadevam vinayomam, Mahadevam vinayomam bhajate shraddayasaha nasti tasya vinirmokshaha samsara janma koti bihi. O Satyasandha, if one engages in devotion to me, unflinching devotion, shraddha, with complete faith he engages in devotion to me, and he discards Maheshwara. He just throws away Maheshwara, and then he engages in unflinching devotion with complete faith. He engages in devotion to me. What will happen? Nasti tasya vinir mokshaha samsara janma koti bihi. He is going to take repeated cycles of birth and death only. O Satyasandha. So, just discard everybody. Discard including me. You know, discard me too. You know, discard Brahma, Indra and also myself. And just focus on that Samba Shiva. For attaining liberation, Krishna says that. And you will go back eternally to Parakailasha, which is the highest world that one can attain. Because even if you go back to Vaikuntham, there is a possibility of return. We have seen that in the stories of Shiva Sharman that comes in the Kashi Kandam, 10th chapter to the 24th chapter, where he goes back to Vaikuntha and then he had to return again. He had to take birth. Vaikuntham is also not an eternal place. It's a, you know, material world actually at the end of the day, which is bound to destruction. So he says, Shiva Eko Dyeyaha, just worship Mahadeva alone. That's what is told in the Atharvashika Upanishad, Shiva Eko Dyeyaha, casting aside everybody, Brahma, Narayana and Indra, focus on Maheshwara, Samba Shiva, Shambhurakasha Madhye. And now we can see, there is another interesting reference in the Padma Purana, but I'll not be touching upon that today, I'll be touching upon that tomorrow. You know, because there is a beautiful connection with that with the Arudra Darshanam of Chidambara Natraja. because I'll not be going into that. So that talks about, you know, the divine form of Lord Shiva, where Narayana and Lakshmi are discussing together about the divine form of Lord Shiva. So that comes in the Padma Purana. You know, I'll be connecting that with the Chidambara Nataraja episode and how all it started. I've already given like two lectures. One can check it out about Chidambara Nataraja, which is available in my playlist. One can check it out.